This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
7:15 today is going to be nice and spring-like on this Cinco de Mayo, but then we got some a chance for some heavy weather coming in tomorrow and primarily, well, actually tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, all 3 days, maybe some street flooding, those kind of things. Friday, really, through the week, now that I look at it, and highs around 80, so it's going to be a wet, rainy week, and we'll have to make sure that all the pumps are turned on and the power's working and everything else. But either way, we live underwater, and you need to remember that when it rains. Dr. Lucio Mille joins us now, director of LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, to talk about Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am okay, sir. It is actually World Cancer Research Month, and we're going to talk where treatments stand now, the importance of funding new research, and how AI is helping with early detection. Doctor, let's start with some of the advancements, maybe like 10 years ago, things that have changed in 10, 15, 20 years, where people now, if they had gotten the diagnosis then, would not be in such good shape, and things are different now.
Well, the two biggest changes in terms of treatment have been precision oncology and immunotherapy. Precision oncology consists in looking at what genes are mutated, changed in a specific cancer from a specific patient, and choosing treatment based on that. This is now routine, and if that was not the case 10 years ago, and it would have been science fiction 30 years ago. Mm. Immunotherapy consists of stimulating the patient's immune system to more actively fight cancer. That's a result of decades of immunology research that started in the 90s. And by now, it's standard of care. Multiple cancers are treated with so-called checkpoint inhibitors. These are things that take the brakes off the immune system so that the immune system can attack cancers more effectively. I just heard yesterday from a dear friend of mine. He's receiving immunotherapy. He's got a diagnosis that would have killed him rapidly, and he's responding beautifully. Mm. So things are changing, and they're changing pretty dramatically. Since 1991, the number of cancer, the mortality from cancer has decreased by a third.
Wow. And the reason for that is research and well-funded research, doctor?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So when I went to medical school, all we knew about cancer is what you could see under a microscope. There has been a technological revolution that's entirely due to research. The molecular genetics revolution, the immunology revolution, and now AI. I just came from the conference of the American Association for Cancer Research. 22,000 scientists and doctors joined together in Chicago to talk about the latest discoveries. And one of the most exciting talks was an AI algorithm that is trained to read slides. You know, when somebody has cancer, you do a biopsy, you cut a thin slice of the tumor, and you look at it under the microscope. What a human can see is just cells. But when you train an AI to correlate the appearance of that tumor with the genetic changes that that thousands and thousands of tumors that look like that have, the AI can look at the slide and predict what you should be treating that patient with. As I said, this would have been Star Trek stuff when I went to medical school, and it's all due to research primarily funded by the National Cancer.
So to make this extremely simpler than it really is, it would be a tantamount, Doc, with the AI to, rather than having a person go through, okay, this photo is of this person and going through this photo one at a time and flipping them over till you find one that matches. Yeah. The AI does it, goes through millions of them instantly, pretty much. Yes?
That's exactly right. And it's being taught to recognize new features by studying millions and millions of cases. It contains a lot more in its memory than any human can.
It's amazing. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Dr. Lucio Malay, director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center. It is World Cancer Research Month, and you heard him talk about some of the breakthroughs with and where treatments stand now. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakland Heart Jeweler text me line is open at 504-260-1870. We'll talk about different types of cancers and are there more gains in one area than the other and where the work still needs to be done when we return. 720, traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, May, and today is May 5th. May is World Cancer Research Month, and we're talking with our friend Dr. Lucio Malay, the director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, about some of the advances that have been made, how AI has helped significantly. Doctor texted in about pancreatic cancer, and I had mentioned before the break we were talking about different types of cancers and where work still needs to be done and where a lot of progress has been made, and I'll leave it after this to you to explain. Are there areas of cancer research that are doing better than others?
Yes. So the best defense against cancer is finding it early. We know how to find certain cancers early because there are validated screenings, for example, breast cancer, colon cancer, cancer of the uterine cervix. These are all things we can screen for. The most difficult ones are cancers that are hard to screen and that don't give symptoms until it's too late. Pancreatic cancer is one of them. Brain cancer is another. What's going on in that field is two things that are very exciting. One is looking for tiny amounts of
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of tumor DNA in the blood of patients. It's like a needle in a haystack because the blood contains a lot of normal DNA. So there are technologies that are being developed now that can distinguish tumor DNA from the normal DNA and tell you, aha, there's something going on here. Now, we know from all the research that has been going on until now what are the most common mutations in genes in pancreatic cancer. So that should alert physicians that maybe there's something going on in the pancreas, and then you can start doing imaging, MRIs, and other diagnostic procedures. You can't screen for it with a simple technology, but you can look for tumor DNA in the blood. There are a few tests that are already on the market and better ones that are being developed. In terms of treatment, one of the most exciting news was a trial of a combination of personalized cancer vaccines for pancreatic cancer. It basically involves this: taking the tumor out, reading the genes in the tumor to figure out which ones are changed, and then making a mixture of vaccines against the things that are changed in that particular tumor and giving it to the patient. That trial happened a couple of years ago, and it gave quite striking results. So that's an area of very active development.
I know this is a general question, but I'm getting a lot of texts about pancreatic cancer. I know people that have died of pancreatic cancer. It seems as though
I do too.
It's not. I don't know if it's hard to treat. I don't know if it's because, as you're saying, and that's what I'm asking now, because it's hard to diagnose and it's advanced. But is that about the worst type of cancer you can get, pancreatic cancer? And why do so many people die so quickly from pancreatic cancer? I guess the question.
Yeah, it is one of the worst, and part of the reason, as I said, it can't be diagnosed easily. The other one is that pancreatic cancers have a lot of connective tissue. So the cancer cells are buried in a big wall of hard fibrous tissue. Mm. So reaching them with medication is harder than it is for other cancers. Now, we do know some risk factors for pancreatic cancers that can limit our risk. One of them is excessive use of alcohol, smoking, obesity. All these things can increase our risk of pancreatic cancer. As I said, the best hope is much earlier diagnosis by looking for tumor DNA in blood.
So should people be checked for that or screened for that? I don't know if you would call it pancreatic cancer screening. What would you advise people, Doc?
Mass screening isn't ready yet. We need more research. But there are a few products that screen for tumor DNA that are already available. They are good, but not fantastic. You need enough tumor DNA to detect it. And there are products that are being researched right now that can really look for few molecules of tumor DNA in blood. And these are going to be revolutionary in terms of our ability to detect it early.
Thank you,
sir.
As
I said, the best defense is finding it early.
I appreciate your time. I really do, in a healthy lifestyle. Dr. Lucio Mille, director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center. Some good news in the world of cancer research. Some not so good news when it comes to pancreatic cancer. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Somebody texted in and wanted to know about somebody to talk about tariffs and why they could work. Well, Mark's going to do that when we return. Time now, WWL First News.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.